folks, and a great big welcome to all of you out there along the old Lucky You line. Just swing the old corral gate open and come right on into the old Lucky You ranch, because today is a big day out here. I'm Lloyd Perryman, one of the sons of the pioneers. Frankie Messina is with his accordion, standing over there by the rain barrel, probably waiting for rain. We're expecting Betty Taylor, the schoolmarm from down the road, to come driving up just any minute now. Shug Fisher's here. And the big news is, I just can't hold it any longer. Today, we start out with a new sponsor. You can figure how excited we are. First, we get on a big radio network with a Lucky You, and 2 weeks later, we get a sponsor
hold it,
like...
Hold it, you knucklehead.
What's the matter?
You said I could tell them about our new sponsor.
Well, I did. Go ahead. You tell them who our sponsor is, will you?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're sponsored by our platter. Nut
Planters Peanuts.
That's what I said.
Yeah, folks, today we're all excited about starting out down the old Lucky You line with Planters Peanuts. Because, as you know, that's about as good a start as you can get.
Well, we ain't started yet. Hey, Lloyd, let's get this thing on the road. Let's get this planter's portion of the party rolling.
Well, with what, Chuck?
With this. Hit it.
The bright stars glitter on the banks of pale moon shore, and was from Mandina's quilting party I was seeing Nellie home.
I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. And was from Mandina's quilting party I was seeing Nellie home.
On my arm a soft hand rested, red as light as ocean foam, and was from Mandina's quilting party I was seeing Nellie home.
I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. And was from Mandina's quilting party I was seeing Nellie home.
Thank you very much. That was sort of a salute from the Lucky You to the Planters folks, our new sponsor.
Yeah, and we got something else new, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, old George Putnam come out in town to live here on the little Lucky You.
Well, it's in my mind, Shug. You know, George is he's a kind of a tenderfoot to ranch life, so I want you to sort of look after him. You know, show him the ropes and...
Show him the ropes, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
I got one all ready for him. It's soaking wet with a knot in the end of it.
Oh.
Hey, Chuck, I heard that, and I certainly appreciate it. Oh. Now that I'm going to be living here on the Lucky You, I want to learn all about ranch life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of a greenfoot, you know.
Oh, that's not greenfoot. It's tenderhorn. I mean, well, I don't know the word for it.
Well, I know that planters is the word for peanuts. And for peanut oil and peanut butter.
Yeah.
And that's the name of our sponsor, the folks that make the famous Planters salted peanuts and those other famous peanut products.
And we're real happy that the Planters people sent George Putnam out to the Lucky You to help keep our little show coming your way every day. It's a big day for us.
Well, thanks, Lloyd. And just like the boys said, today we're welcoming the makers of Planters peanuts as our very first sponsor on Lucky You Ranch. And it's a very warm welcome because we like Planters salted peanuts and all the other products they make. just as much as you do. You know, they tell me that the reason you can never buy a stale bag of Planters peanuts is that millions and millions of folks like you and us buy those nickel bags every single day. Well, now, from time to time, we're going to talk about those nickel bags and those vacuum cans of Planters cocktail salted peanuts and Planters peanut oil and Planters peanut butter. In the meantime, just remember there's one sure way that you can tell it's a genuine Planters peanut product that you're buying. And that's to look for that famous Planters trademark, the jaunty figure of Mr. Peanut with his high hat and swagger cane. Ah, lucky you, and lucky us, if you remember, that anytime, anywhere, Planters is the word for peanut oil and for peanut butter. And the Sons of the Pioneers is the word for the best in the West. So here's a song salute to a product that we're mighty proud of.
When the sun goes down again, I'm gonna be where I belong. I'll be coming around the bend, and in my heart there'll be a song. It won't take long to forget that I ever wanted to roam. And unless I miss my guess, I'm gonna learn each word of home, sweet home. When I hear my old dog obey, and I'll be at my journey's end. I can hear the old folks saying, welcome home, my long lost friend. I'll throw away my walking shoes, I never want them on again. I'm gonna lay my head on a feather bed when the sun goes down again. I hear the whippoorwill crying, the sun is sinking to rest. And I sit all alone crying, longing for the home I left way out in the west. I'll never learn to be a roamer, no matter how I try. And when the next train leaves this town, I'm gonna tell you all goodbye. When the sun goes down again, I'm gonna be where I belong. I'll be coming around the bend, and in my heart there'll be a song. It won't take long to forget that I ever wanted to roam. And unless I miss my guess, I'm gonna learn each word of home, sweet home. When I hear my old dog obey, and I'll be at my journey's end. I can hear the old folks a-saying, welcome home, my long lost friend. I'll throw away my walking shoes, I never want them on again. I'm gonna lay my head on a feather bed when the sun goes down again. When I hear my old dog obey, and I'll be at my journey's end. I can hear the old folks a-saying, welcome home, our long lost friend. I'll throw away my walking shoes, I never want them on again. I'm gonna lay my head on a feather bed when the sun goes down again.
Did that extra special for our first sponsor along the Lucky You line, the Planters folks.
Yeah, Lloyd, I'm sure they're mighty happy about it, too.
Yeah, say, George, old tenderfoot, I mean, George, are you busy this afternoon?
Why, not doing a thing, Shug, except straightening up my room. Can I do something for you?
I'm glad you asked that. It just so happens we lost a left-handed post-hole digger down in the meadow. Behind the corral, you know, down the meadow there. And we really need it bad, because we got to dig some left-handed post-holes today.
Well, I don't know exactly what to look for, Shug. I'm kind of new at this ranching, you know. What does it look like?
Well, George, it's about,
No, Lloyd, it's not that high. It's about,
Oh, it's wider than that, Ken. It's about...
It is not. It's again, half smaller than that. Ain't it, Tommy? Mm-mm. Now that you know what you're looking for, George, would you go find it?
Yeah. Glad to help any way I can, Shug.
Hey, by the way, who's that girl coming up there? Is that Betty Taylor you fellas been talking about?
Betty Taylor, all right. And just keep your mind on your work. We got to have that post hole to digger.
Oh, okay. I'll go right down and look for it right now, Shug. See you later.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hello.
There he is.
Say, I heard you talking about the new sponsors. Gee, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, we do too, Betty.
Say, Carl, was that you riding away from the Edwards place just as I drove up?
Why, yes, Betty, I guess it was. I just took a minute to stop by on my way from town. That fire they had really burned them out pretty bad.
You know, I think what you did about the groceries was pretty wonderful.
What groceries?
Well, Ken, didn't you know that Carl rode into
town?
Well,
what Betty means is I just happened to see a couple of things I thought they could use, and I dropped them off on my way home.
So that's why you borrowed $20 from me last night.
Don't worry, Ken. I'll give it back to you on payday. Between you and my new electric guitar, I've really got bills.
Forget it, Carl. I'm not worried about the money, and I sure think it was nice for you to...
Well, by the way, I don't think Betty has heard me play my new electric guitar. Have you, Betty?
Okay, Carl, I can take a hint. I won't say anything more about it.
Would you like to hear me play my new guitar, Betty?
I sure would, Carl.
Okay, I will.
His new composition for our brand new sponsor.
And he said it was for me, too, and I liked it.
Well, hey, what are you looking for, Ken?
That Goldie letter we picked for today.
Well, you must be getting a little short on memory, Ken. You've already given it to me.
Oh, that's right, I did. Doggone it. I guess I'm a little upset today.
What about?
Well, there was a letter in the mail today from our good friend Commander McLean down at the Naval Training Base in San Diego, and he said that the boys down there sure like to gather around the radio every day and listen in on our Lucky You line.
Well, golly, I think that's fine, Ken.
Well, I do too, Lloyd, but something else in the letter was sort of disturbing.
Oh?
It was about the acre of Lucky You land we give away every day. He thought we were kidding.
You mean that he thought we didn't actually give away an acre of land to a deserving person?
That's right, Lloyd. So I wrote him right away, and I told him that we really do give away an honest-to-goodness legal deed to an acre of land every day to some person who has done a good deed.
And did you tell him that that's what we call our gold deed for a good deed?
I sure did, Lloyd.
Well, good.
And if you have our gold deed letter handy, why don't you read it?
I think I will, Ken. The letter's from Mrs. David Lee Mullen of Arcata, California. The letter says, Dear Lucky You Ranch Boys, I'd like to nominate Mrs. Goldie Keene for your Gold Deed for the Day Award. She's raised 5 children, 4 married, and 1 boy gave up his life for his country. Goldie, as she's affectionately known by all of us in the trailer camp, spends most of her spare time searching out those that she can help. I was pretty sick after my baby was born, and Goldie washed for me 2 or 3 times a week. And half the time she'd bring dinner over for my husband, and she'd never let us pay her anything. All the youngsters and the oldsters in our trailer court just love Goldie, and will feel awful bad when she leaves. You see, Goldie has to spend her winters in Arizona where the climate is dry, as she had dry pneumonia twice this summer, and once we almost lost her. Yet there's scarcely a person in the trailer court that Goldie hasn't helped in some way, and certainly no one that she wouldn't help if she could. All of us that know her feel that her name, Goldie, is the definition of the beautiful sunshine that we feel is her presence. She's often said when she's feeling blue or sorry for herself, she just stops to think that when you do a good deed, it usually comes back double. Her address is Mrs. Goldie Keene, Route Number 2, Box 264, Arcata, California.
That was a wonderful Goldie letter, Lloyd. Goldie is the type of folks that we'd all like to know. And as the letter says, she's found a gold mine of friends in a little trailer court, and I'm pretty sure that people like that will have a gold mine in the sky.
Well, I think that's pretty much of a cinch, Kenny. And Goldie's good deed to the acre of land here on the Lucky U is in the mail. And along with it, here's Ken Curtis and our Sons of the Pioneers song salute.
There's a gold mine in the sky far away. And I, some sweet day, there'll be clover just for you down the line, where the skies are always blue, Palomine. Take your time, old mule, I know you're growing lame, but your pasture and the stars when we strike that flame, and you'll set a fire and watch the world roll by. When we find that long lost gold mine in the sky, said goodbye. When we find that long lost gold mine in the sky.
Thank you very much, Betty.
You sing almost as nice as Tommy.
Uh-huh. That's what I figured.
Tommy, when are you going to sing a song for me?
Hmm?
Aren't you ever going to sing a song for me, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
You mean a song that we can call our song?
Mm-hmm.
Well, will you sing it right now?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you mean because all the fellows are here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then I'm going to sing a song for you.
Well, that's about the best news I've heard all morning. This conversation was becoming so romantic, I just couldn't stand it. You sing, Betty.
They say lovers will get you at the age of 43. I'm not telling my age, but something's got a hold of me. I'm just craving some love in the old-fashioned way. Honey, land an ear and listen to all I have to say. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cut love and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you. Come a little closer, put your little hand in mine. Let me feel your arms about me, honey, please don't change your mind. For my lovesick heart is throbbing as I hold you close to mine. I'm bound to have some loving waiting for me all the time. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cut love and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you.
Betty, if you're going to sing songs like that down around your school, I can see a lot of jumping taking place. But if you teach school as well as you sing, you're going to end up with a room full of star pupils.
Well, thank you, Lloyd. I hope I do both of them good. Say, has Hugh read his thought for the day yet?
No, not yet, Betty, but I know he's got one picked out to read.
Well, I'm glad. You know, I thought maybe because I had stopped by the Edwards place, I might have missed it. And that's one thing my pupils ask me about every afternoon.
Well, maybe Hugh'll do it right now. Hey, Hugh. Hugh, do you have an inspirational thought for today?
Well, I sure have, Lloyd.
Well, I know that Betty has to be getting back to school, and she'd like to hear it so she can tell her pupils all about it.
Well, I have it right here, and I'll read it for you. It's from Mr. Ray Perry in Pocatello, Idaho. The letter says, you asked for thoughts, and I've tried to write mine, but I just can't put in those big fancy words. You know, my family was all split up, and there was a lot of unhappiness. Until one day, we had our family reunion in 1949. And that's the day I realized the word mother meant a lot. She pulled all of our confusion back together that day. And then is when I realized that stories heard at your mother's knee are little springs of love and happiness that you should never let dry up as you travel through the scorching years. If the whole world was put on one side of the scale and your mother on the other, I'll bet Mom would win with her weight of love and guidance she gave you. You probably won't read this letter because, as I said, there's no motto or anything attached. The letter is signed, Ray Perry, Pocatello, Idaho.
Well, Hugh, that's a wonderful thought for today. One that I'm sure that a lot of folks along the Lucky You line are going to think a little bit more about. But you know, sometimes we sort of forget Mom, kind of take her for granted until it's too late. Why don't you go out today and buy Mom a great big bouquet of roses? I know she'd be glad to get them.
Kisses.
heaven here below. Let her share them with you now, one by one. Brush away each little tear. Bring her only joy and cheer.
Been an exciting Monday out here in the Lucky You Ranch, what with a new sponsor and everything. You know, I never did find that left-handed post hole digger. Well, I sure hope the boys can get together and figure something out for the Edwards. That fire hit them pretty hard. Well, I see that old sun is starting to slide down the west side of the mountain again, which means it's about time for the pioneers to get back to their afternoon chores. But we'll all be back tomorrow on most of these same stations. So until then, this is George Putnam saying for all of the sons of the pioneers out here on the Lucky You, be lucky, you. This program came to you from Hollywood, America's Told on ABC, the American Broadcast.